Hi, you're listening to Kayleen Peoples on Talk Agenda, and I had a conversation with Kevin Hall of the Black Design Collective. It's been almost 2 years. It was April 13, 2019 at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, FITM, in downtown Los Angeles, where the Black Design Collective honored Academy Award-winning costume designer Ruth E. Carter for their inaugural ceremony. Then COVID hit, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. Things have changed at the helm of the Black Design Collective. And I'd like to introduce Kevin Hall, the new president and a celebrity designer in his own right. Hey, little girl,
I told you before. Here we are with Kevin Hall, president now of the Black Design Collective. Congratulations on that one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited to be in taking over the helm of the Black Design Collective and, you know, putting forth some fantastic new initiatives and new projects, and there's some exciting things that are going to be coming along.
That's really incredible. And again, congratulations. Just for those that don't know what the Black Design Collective is, would you mind just giving me the elevator pitch quickly of what this company is all about?
Right. So we are a nonprofit, and we really came, you know, about to, well, let me just say this first of all. I'll talk about my founders, the co-founders, starting with T.J. Walker, who is of Cross Colors fame, really kind of back in the late 80s, redefined what fashion was by creating the streetwear. He is really like the godfather of streetwear. And then Angela Dean, who is a designer that worked mostly in entertainment, dressing a lot of celebrities, Nancy Wilson, Patti LaBelle is one of her biggest clients. And then Oscar winner Ruth Carter for, you know, she won an Oscar for Black Panther, and she has more than 40 incredible films to her credit. And then myself. So the four of us founded the Black Design Collective. And the collective really seeks to spotlight and amplify the impact that Black designers have made on the world globally in terms of culture, in terms of style. You know, we have not, seen the credit given to, you know, so many Black designers that have worked in big design houses, you know, multi-million / billion-dollar design houses. They just kind of work like hidden figures. So we are seeking to amplify that. And then additionally, we have mentorship programs, scholarships that we give to young designers that are trying to make their way in either costume design or fashion design. And then we do a number of workshops to kind of help designers navigate in the, you know, tumultuous world of fashion. So that's what we're about.
Okay, so I want to see if I can get the timeline right. I was at your launch at FITM.
Yeah.
That was in 2018?
That was in 2019.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
COVID.
I know, it's crazy. 2019. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have done quite a lot within the last 2 years. I mean, why don't you talk about some of the successes you guys have had?
Yeah, so, you know, at that launch that we did, that you attended at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, we were able to grant a scholarship to a phenomenal young costume designer, and Ruth Carter presented him with that scholarship, and it was a $10,000 scholarship for him to continue his studies there at FITM. And, of course, he's since graduated and, you know, is making his way in the world of costume design. And then additionally, we have done a number of workshops. And who knew that when 2020 came around that COVID hit like it did? Mm-hmm. But COVID hit and we have, you know, found ourselves in a pandemic, and we immediately shifted into gear as to what we could do to kind of help our designers sustain their businesses. So we started doing a series of workshops, and these workshops were to help our folks, you know, figure out, how do I get a PPP loan? How do I get unemployment insurance now that as an independent, you know, designer or contractor, I'm eligible for unemployment where, you know, usually self-employed people couldn't get it. How do I get, you know, grants? So many grants were for women until the guys were saying, oh, my God, what about us? They had so many grants for women of, you know, of color and that kind of thing. And so we started doing these workshops. It started out on one day of the week on a Thursday. That was for the West Coast. It grew all over the country. So then we started doing an East Coast one. And to date, our membership has grown exponentially, and the membership has received well in excess of over $1 million in grants and funding and SBA loans and that kind of thing. So that was, we were really excited to be able to support our membership that way. And then we have done a series of educational workshops where people have been able to learn how to protect their intellectual property, trademarks, how to launch and do, you know, incredible social media campaigns, factoring and funding and financing for their businesses, just the logistics and the foundation of how to really run a viable fashion brand. So those are some of the, you know, really great things that we've done, in addition to just, again, amplifying the importance of Black designers, working on different projects and collaborations with different, you know, major brands that have hand-selected our designers to, you know, collaborate with them. So it's been a phenomenal year and a half, maybe like 2 years now. But, you know, so many people came out of the box after the tragedy of George Floyd. There's a lot of work to be done, but I will say that, you know, we were hitting the ground long before and have really made some great strides in supporting the community.
You really have. I mean, this is, I can't even comment. I'm just like, oh my God.
That was a long answer, but yeah, we've been busy.
Yeah, and so you came out of the stretch. I mean, you crossed the first finish line. Now, what's in store for 2021?
For 2021, we are really excited because next week is Fashion Week. It opens on the 15th of February, and we have our designers. We have about 10 incredible designers that are going to be showing during New York Fashion Week on a platform that's called Runway 360. And anybody can actually, you know, view those collections on Runway 360 when you register. We are going to be having a fabulous launch party happening on the 15th, the evening of the 15th. We'll be showcasing designers and having a lot of celebrities drop in and congratulate us for, you know, our you know, moving into New York Fashion Week. So we're excited about that. It's going to be, like I said, a great, great showcase for our talent. And then what else we have? We have Coming to America. We're excited because we are partnering with Amazon, and we're going to be doing a live streaming of the Coming to America film. Of course, our founder, Ruth Carter, is the costume designer on Coming to America 2. And we're going to be having a fantastic conversation between Ruth Carter and a woman named Deborah Nadulman. And Deborah is a costume designer, and she did the very first costumes for Coming to America, the original one. So that's going to be a fabulous conversation between Ruth looking at, you know, how she approached it in, well, I guess she probably did the costumes in 2020, and how Deborah did the costumes back in, you know, like 32 years ago. So it's going to be a great conversation. And then some of the talent from the movie are going to pop on and talk about how, you know, wearing a phenomenal costume kind of helps you to embody the character and help you step into that character. So we're really excited about the Coming to America 2 premiere. And I don't know, our membership has expanded so much over the last, you know, year or so. And so we've got some really great new members that have come on board from New York over the last, you know, 3-4 months. Byron Lars is one of the phenomenal talents that is coming on. Epperson, also from the New York area, is coming on. I mean, just tons of fabulous people. So we're just in February, and already we've got, you know, some great things happening February, March, April.
It's a little bit overwhelming. I'm just like, I knew you guys were, I've been watching you, you know, cyberly with a little bit of here and there what's going on, but it's just the amount, the body of work and effort that's being put into it just in the short period of time. You know, when things just work, then you know you're on the right path. I just want people to know who you are. I know who you are, but I want to hear about you for people who've never heard of Kevin Hall. I want to hear a little bit about Kevin Hall. Can you give me what you have in plan for yourself as a designer for 2021?
Right. So, Kevin Hall, fashion designer. I don't want to give away my age, but I've been at it for, oh, God. If I were to tell you 25, one time I told somebody I had been at it for 25 years, and they checked me, and they said, well, what have you been doing the rest of the time? It's like, yeah, which means that, you know, you've been at it for a long time, much longer than 25 years. But I was the creative director for Halston back in the late 90s. I rebrought that collection back to prominence and helped to reestablish it and then sent it on its way. And after I left that post of design director for Halston, I launched my brand here in Los Angeles in the early 2000s and have worked at building a viable business, selling to specialty stores around the country. Certainly during that period of time, I sold Neiman's and Saks and Bergdorf's and all those major department stores. And just moving forward, continuing with, not the department stores so much, but continuing with selling the specialty stores and working now with private customers where they're able to come to the atelier and pick up their wardrobes, or I'll design and develop complete wardrobe for them. We have shifted our emphasis because of the pandemic and because of the new world that we're in to, you know, really strengthening our online presence. So people can go to kevinhalldesigns.com and shop the collection. We have not only the things that are for your events, but now because of COVID, we're doing things that are Zoom friendly, loungy, more relaxed, a little easier fit, comfortable, really well priced. So our range has really expanded now from kind of like leisure. Actually, I call it lux leisure, from luxury leisure clothes to the important event dressing pieces that we're really best known for. So we just continue to grow the business, looking to find those girls that are fashionable and that want to look great no matter where they are or wherever they go.
Your stuff has always been really high end, iconic, in fact. So, and I do like the idea about lux leisure because I've been living leisure wear for a year now.
Leisure wear for a year. Can you believe it? It's a whole year, and everybody's, but I think people are getting sick of it. And I think that once people start feeling confident to kind of get back in the world, we may see roaring 20s. We may see, you know, it may come back like with a vengeance or with a caution. I don't know which way we're going to go, if it's going to be like really quiet and really like restrained, or people are going to be like, oh my God, I'm out of here. I'm so happy to put on some clothes. I'm so happy to put on something other than a pair of pull-on pants with a drawstring.
I know. Tell me about it. Like, I'm supposed to be going to a women's meeting, very tiny group. You know, we're going to be social distancing. And for the first time, I thought to myself, it would be lovely if I could wear a beautiful statement.
A piece. Yes.
Maybe I'll go run out and get some eyelashes. I mean, like, I'm actually really thinking about my outfit.
Yes. Something extra. You need something extra.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, this is really awesome news. I look forward to being in the front row of all of this stuff, virtually, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, no, this is really incredible. Thank you for sharing this with me. Is there anything else that you'd like anyone to know about Black Design Collective, or perhaps how can emerging designers even get involved in the program?
Right. So, emerging designers, we open up our membership 3 times a year. So it actually is currently open all the way through the month of February. And then we open it again in June, and then we open it again in September. And designers can go onto the website and put in an application. And then we have like a, you know, committee that kind of reviews their portfolio and all the criteria that it, you know, requires to become a member. So, you know, we just encourage people to go on and make an application. It's a lot of wonderful, wonderful things that we do to support the designers, to educate and to really prepare them, if they're young designers, to work in the industry, find a job in the industry, or launch their own brands. And then the other thing that people can do is to donate. There's a donate button. With a nonprofit, you're always in fundraising mode, you know, to sustain the scholarships and to sustain all the workshops and that kind of thing. So we are always looking for people to donate. No gift is too small. Certainly no gift is too large. So we just like people to support with donations and then shop Black designers, shop Black creatives. because that's what helps us to sustain our businesses on an individual level.
I've always liked the mission of your collective group. I've always liked the mission. It is going to change the world, I believe.
Yeah, I love that. That's what our hope is. We really want to make an impact. We want to see it be a lasting change for Black designers. As I said before, so many have gone unrecognized, and we as designers really do create the swagger and create the looks. It's the cool factor that they come to us for. So we certainly want to see our folks flourish and see that money stay within the community. It's $1.4 trillion that we as African Americans spend in this economy. It's like the sixth largest economy without a country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the thing that was compelling about the whole staff story, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're just happy, Kayleen, that you always support us. You're always there for us. So we really appreciate it.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Black Design Collective and of its designers. And we will be featuring amazing members of the Black Design Collective in this issue, as well as yourself. So that's really going to be a big boon as well. And by the way, I want to congratulate you for your editorial in the Untraditional Bride Special Edition book.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much.
And your actual editorial is titled The Book, Untraditional Bride by Kevin Hall.
And I love it.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I know you guys haven't received it yet because we just sent them out. So, but you'll be getting it soon. Just everything you do is just beautiful, top-notch, classy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you have the eye to recognize.
Yeah, well, I'm aware that that's not an eye most people have.
No, well, people don't have that eye. So.
Yeah. I'm discovering that one. So thank you so much. Is there anything you want to add?
No, that's it. I think we're good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this issue. Thank you so much for taking this time with me to chat about Black Design Collective and where it's going. And I just see bigger and better things just on the horizon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome.
I'm Kayleen Peoples, and this is Talk Agenda. This episode is sponsored by Bella Composers. And you're listening to Don't Talk to Strangers by People's Republic. This is off of a new Rite of Passage CD.